Good afternoon.
Sorry, excuse me.
Good afternoon, everyone. I call the Senate Social Health and Social Services Committee to order. It is 3:30 p.m. Thursday, February 1st. We're meeting in the Capitol Butrovich Room in room 205. Please remember to silence your cell phones. We have committee members Senator Geisel and Vice Chair Kaufman and myself, Senator Wilson, Senator Tobin, and Senator Dunbar. We do plan to see them. They are attending other state business at this time. But we do have a quorum to conduct business. This afternoon, we're going to consider take public testimony on a presentation on Executive Order 125, the elimination of the Alaska Council on Emergency Medical Services. Please note a statement of cost was provided to the to committee members that is here on the table, I believe. And this afternoon, to present information on this executive order is Commissioner Heidi Hedberg, the Commissioner of Department of Health, along with Gene Wiseman, the Section Chief of the Rural Community Health Systems. And they're here at the table, and you guys can place yourselves on the record, and you may begin when you're ready.
For the record, Heidi Hedberg, Commissioner for the Department of Health. Advancing to slide two. So the executive order removes the Alaska Council on Emergency Medical Services, also known as ACEMS for short, from statute and transfers those responsibilities to the Department of Health. What's important to understand is the intent is going to remain the same. If the EO passes, my intent is to create an EMS advisory committee within the Department of Health. We have met with ACEMS members. We've met, there are seven EMS, Emergency Medical Services regions. We have met with all of the regions in Alaska, in addition to the three subcommittees of ACEMS. And we've communicated what the intent of this executive order is. It's to remove ACEMS out of statute because it codifies specific seats, and it removes that statute. The intent remains the same. It transfers those responsibilities to the Department of Health so that we can create an EMS advisory committee that represents all of the different disciplines that make up pre-hospital care in the year of 2024. To go into those further details, I'm going to pass it to Gene Wiseman, who's the Chief of Rural and Community Health Systems, and he's going to go over the next two slides. It kind of talks about the history of ACEMS and just the development of the work that has happened over the last 47 years.
Do I push? Can you hear? Okay. Sorry, first time at the table here. My name is Gene Wiseman. For the record, I'm the Section Chief of Rural Community Health Systems, and within my section resides the Office of EMS, so very closely related. I'd also add that my background, I have been working pre-hospital EMS since 1991, and in 2014 served on the ACEMS board or council. So years of experience that go behind that. So I wanted to give a little bit of a history behind the Alaska Council for EMS. It was formed in 1977, and EMS itself was in its infancy when it began out of an act of Congress in 1971. So after 1971, states were charged with building an EMS system that would work for each independent state. From 71 to 77, some EMS agencies formed organically, and there was a need for a system-wide approach, which was the formation of ACEMS. During that time, it was established in 1808, or statute 1808, and codified in statute with the 11 members. There's still the remaining, or those are still the same members today. So it has not evolved with the system. And out of those 11 seats, here we're 47 years later into the evolution of EMS. Next slide. So fast forward 47 years, the Alaska EMS system has matured, and we intersect with many, many stakeholders. And part of that maturity comes increased technology, communications, and other specialized programs, bringing, new opportunities for us as an agency and as a service, but also bringing new challenges. And quite frankly, the composition that's codified in statute of the council doesn't meet the demand and the need for the EMS system. So EO 125 will allow the commissioner to establish an advisory committee that has representation of all the appropriate stakeholders that we intersect. Just for an example, 911 dispatchers, you know, they're not at the table in the council. Neither is specialty care air ambulance, and then our emerging interface with the behavioral health system, which is, you know, a definite need. And so there's many more that are missing, you know, from that table, but those are just a few examples. So the focus of Emergency Order 125 is to essentially enhance coordination between emergency services and public health initiatives. It will additionally reduce administrative layers for quick decision, quicker and decisive decisions, development of a cohesive statewide emergency response strategy, and improve public health integration. And with that, you know, the EMS system, the Department of Health, would be more agile to adapt to the evolving changes of EMS. And with that, I mean, in a nutshell, that is what the executive order would allow us to have a more collaborative approach to the EMS system. With that, that's my presentation on my side.
Thank you. Other committee members' questions? Senator Geisel.
Well, it's actually more of a comment. From 1974 to 1980, I was a critical care nurse in Anchorage. And at that time, our medical director was just beginning to have education courses for firefighters on ambulances, right? And so it's interesting to look at, you write 47 years ago, I look at what the Anchorage Fire Department does now. And those paramedics, it's astonishing their save rates, their independent practice, it's just phenomenal. So, yeah, I absolutely agree with you. It's changed a lot. Thank you.
I'll ask a just basic, obvious question, I guess. If the intention is to just change this, I guess, moving this board or committee and changing it, why not just do the statute if the intention is to maintain it in a different way? Why not just ask for the sort of the – just going through the legislative process?
To the chair, for the record, Heidi Hedberg, to the chair, that's a great question. I think when we look every year at what are the legislative priorities, there's many legislative priorities, and this has been a need. And when we were reflecting on what are the tools that we have right now and the bandwidth that we have right now, that's when it was a conversation with the governor's office that using the executive order power that is outlined, this is an efficient tool to use. Again, the intent remains the same, and so we're still able to present, to you for consideration that we want to remove ACMS from statute, keep the intent, but have an EMS agents, EMS advisory council in the department.
Okay. Would the department, I guess, take objection, or the administration, to allow, let's say, to allow this to go through, but then write a statute to create this under the authority of the Department of Health?
To the chair, no.
Thank you. And with that, we do have a couple of folks that did provide written testimony. We'll go ahead and open up to the folks for public testimony. We do have two folks that are online, and for anyone that's listening that would like to add comments, they can feel free to email the Senate Hess Committee at akleg.gov. Again, that's shss@akleg.gov. And we will start with Roberta from Sitka, followed by Brian.
Good afternoon. I'm Bobby Lichty. I'm currently the director for Southeast Region Emergency Medical Services here in Sitka. There are seven EMS regions in the state of Alaska, and it's almost like having seven states because each one of those regions have different challenges, different assets, and different solutions to problems. And I have been in EMS active for 40 years. I think I'm the old lady of the bunch. But I started out as a first responder, working my way up through the system at EMT 1, 2, and 3 level, became an instructor, became a paramedic, and eventually evolved into being a director of a region. And when I have this discussion, I like to think of this as evolution, not elimination. ACOMAS has served as a significant role in the advent of EMS in the state, but it's a greatly reduced role compared to what it is that EMS does now. And by moving the committee under DHSS or HSS, there would be much more flexibility in appointing representatives that have a knowledge of what changes are afoot for EMS. More, as mentioned before, there would be more seats available for things like data collection and billing and the paramedics, which have been switched from the medical board to the state EMS's office of responsibility. And currently, none of those seats are being included in the ACOMAS committee because it's all based in statute as to what seats are assigned where. The subcommittees of ACOMAS are robust, and they're continuing to provide considerable direction, which is why I have real hope that they're going to be included in the new makeup of the committee. As an old-timer, I was first concerned with the order until I took a hard look at where EMS is now compared when ACOMAS was established. I've also expressed my concerns and opinions to the state folks regarding the makeup and the duties in the new committee, and I feel well assured that this is what is like giving birth as the program evolves. Please let me know if you have any questions I can help with, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Bobby? Seeing none, thank you for all you do for the past 47 years, and we appreciate you calling in this afternoon. Next, we'll go to Brian Webb. Brian, if you're with us, if you can put yourself on the record and please begin with your testimony.
Yes, thank you. And through the chair and members of the committee, my name is Brian Webb from Anchorage, and I represent myself. I've been in Alaska EMS since 1978, where I continue to volunteer with EMS improvement and advocacy efforts. And I bring a really firsthand institutional knowledge and a pretty dispassionate view on why EO-125 should be enacted. When ACMAS came to be, we had no EMS infrastructure. And back then, we even belonged to the Department of Public Safety. And so the governor needed subject matter experts at that time, along with consumer stakeholders, help build and guide our fledgling system. So fast forward 47 years, and like what everyone else has said, a lot has changed. But we're now at another EMS juncture with EO-125. Alaska EMS has matured and has the Office of EMS, which itself has undergone several evolutionary makeovers and now manages EMS in its entirety for the state. And I fully agree with the order, and especially where the department should form an Alaska EMS Advisory Committee. But so we can have an agile and diverse expert panel, but one who directly advises the commissioner on those high-level EMS issues. And as for the future of the ACOMAS special committees of medical direction and training, which I participate in, we're self-sufficient, and we can be reassigned elsewhere in the department with zero interruption of our work. And originally, we were independent committees, and I remember when we became subordinate to ACOMAS. It was to give ACOMAS work to do, as even back then, it was struggling for continued relevancy. Now, ACOMAS has done its job admirably, but ACOMAS has also run its course for Alaska EMS. And I know there's a lot of emotional investment in ACOMAS across the state, but we need to consider the functionality of a board which now replicates much of the work done by others. And efficiency for Alaska, it's not a bad thing. And this is why we should sunset ACOMAS via EO-125. And again, I thank you, and I appreciate your diligence and allowing me to speak today.
Thank you, Brian, and thank you for your 46 years of service to the state and what you do. All right, seeing no one else online, and is anyone here in the room like to testify? Seeing no one, we'll go ahead and close public testimony. I'll ask a question that was brought up in the testimony that I just was going to ask a little later. Was on the changes from the medical board to having that from the EMS folks move under to the department. How's that been going? And just a quick update on if that's any issues or any progress or.
Yeah, to the chair, Gene Wiseman for the record. Thanks for the question. So it's been, I believe, 2 years since the paramedics moved from the medical board to the state office of EMS. And essentially it's moved seamlessly. In fact, the backlog that used to exist with paramedic licensure, which took approximately, for myself, it was 9 months. you know, back in 1998 when I got that license. And those stories were prominent. Because we align with National Registry standards and have that as our vetting process, we are clearing licensures in about 2 weeks' time.
Thank you. That's a good success story. All right. Are there any other questions or comments? Seeing none, do you guys have any other commissioner or director, any other questions or comments?
For the record, Heidi Hedberg, we really appreciate engaging in our conversation on the Executive Order 125. I think it's an efficiency. I think the intent remains the same. There's a lot of support. I think recognition that the times have changed. So thank you for the opportunity to present EO 125 to you.
All right. Well, this time, Senator Giesel.
Well, I this is not a comment for the department. Mr. Chairman, you would have received, there's the Ledge Legal assessment, and they didn't find any constitutional issues with this as I read it. Did you see anything different?
No, ma'am.
And so I would just, I don't know if you're aware of this, Mr. Chairman, but there is actually almost a transmittal document that each committee fills out after a hearing of an EO. So something for the future, we can win the whole committee's here, perhaps.
Yes, it would take a brief at ease. We're back on the record. We may have another hearing or two on this issue as the days go on and we can hear a little bit more from public feedback and more folks have been contacting our offices about the EOs. So we look forward to maybe seeing you guys back again at a later future date. Just for any other follow-up questions or any other issues that may occur. But we do appreciate your time and what you guys do for the state of Alaska. And for our next week, we only have bills previously scheduled and heard scheduled thus far. And that concludes our business for today at 3:48, unless there's any other business to come before the committee. Seeing none, we are adjourned at 3:48.